This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome back to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. This is your host, Dr. Vic, and this week, I had the pleasure of interviewing Tomer Albert, and it was a great interview. He's doing something that is so simple, but yet it's so powerful, and I love things like that. He has a company called Felt, an app actually, which is his company called Felt, and he shares his journey, how he got into what he's doing today. He also shares the importance in what we see as the loss of emptiness and the thin threads of connections that we have in our relationships. And his company is really a solution to all this, bringing something back that we haven't done. And some people don't for quite some time, but I do understand from my own experiences, the power of this and so much more. And he dives deep into it in this episode. And I know this episode is really going to be one of those things that help you to, if you want to deepen your relationships, if you want to really create good, strong connections and keep them fulfilling moving forward and be able to make it simple and easy, I really believe this is something that's going to, you can benefit from utilizing and utilizing for your people. It could be friends, families, partners, kids, you name it. So without taking any more thunder away from this episode, here is my wonderful interview and time that I had with Tomer Albert. Tomer, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
I'm excited to be here, brother. I'm excited about all that you're up to. I think it's critical. I think it's huge and important in so many ways. And just some of the things you were sharing me right before we hopped on. I think it's just so monumental. I know we're going to talk about that. One of the first things I like to just dive into is just get really into, like, how did you get into what you're doing today? What kind of led you? What's your story?
Yeah, well, I grew up passing notes back and forth in school. And I love taking time to, you know, to do that. I doodled pictures on them and then, you know, I folded them up and handed them to my friend. And then I sat, you know, waiting, kind of in anticipation and the joy of knowing that one was coming back to me. And then to get one back and to open it up and to read it, it was such a special experience. And we got to build Felt because someone wanted to send a handwritten card or a thank you note. And we were on the way back from a dinner party. And I was like, there's got to be an app that lets us do this nowadays. And this was back in 2012. And the apps only let you type. They would still print and mail the message, but it was a typed thank you card. And I was just like, we're not sending this host who we want to become friends with, you know, this new friend who basically invited us over, a typed thank you card. And so I downloaded an art app and started drawing and handwriting on it. And then I went to my friend's laser printer and we printed it. I literally screenshotted my iPad. And then we printed it. And I was like, that looks good. That looks really good, actually. Like, I would totally send that. And so it kind of, you know, passed my litmus test of authenticity. And so I went off, you know, to the races. I never was a greeting card sender ever. My parents just didn't grow up with that tradition. But a handwritten letter, right? A handwritten note, taking time for someone else. I knew the effects of it because I had deep friendships growing up. And a lot of them, you know, were rooted in this tradition of time, you know, just simply the effort that it takes to put time into a relationship, especially now in our, you know, really, really, really busy day, right? We're always managing something for our day. And so the act of taking a little bit of time to sit down and just think about somebody else, to be thoughtful in that manner, is so, I'm so passionate about it because I know the effects of it in those connections. Because connections exist, right? We are never not connected to one another. It's just about what is in the connection, how much energy is in the connection, how much energy is being put into the connection. And then it's really, really, really important for our, you know, our messages to show up. Here's a card of ours. You know, this is what they look like. And you can do up to four of these that come connected to each other. You can handwrite. So that's handwriting that I drew. So you can, it's so important for these to come in the physical space to show up in the mail and not in digital, because everything shows up in digital. So to really feel special, you got to show up in the real world. And that's why the mail is a critical component of what we're doing.
I love that. I know that, you know, there's something about handwritten, you know, you get a letter handwritten and it's just, it hits a different element, or you could feel, I sometimes even say you feel the energy of it in a way, because it's just the time, they put time into it. It's them, compared to just, you know, simple text, or like I was saying to you before, like, oh yeah, happy birthday on social media with some, you know, congratulations, little emojis at the end of it. That, you know, there's really not a lot there, but when you can write, even if you just wrote happy birthday and you put a bunch of emojis that you draw, there's something more powerful to that than that, than something with just text or digital based like stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what I've thought a lot about this, and it's, digital is fleeting. It's not, you know, it's really not that it's not cool and nice. It is, right? You see it and on your birthday, it feels nice, but then it like poof, right? It's like a puff of smoke that's there and it's kind of mesmerizing, and then it's all of a sudden evaporates into the, you know, ether, into the cloud. And so when a card lives in your physical space, it takes up a little bit of, you know, space, and then it lives and you can see it forever. It has its own energy, like you were saying, you know, and yeah, if you're handwriting that card, it embodies the energy of the person who, you know, scratched with their pen on there. Even if it looks, you know, I told somebody, they're like, oh, my handwriting looks terrible. I'm like, did it ever not look terrible? You know, was it great one day and terrible then? No, it's you. It doesn't matter if it's terrible or not. You know, the fact is that it's authentic and genuine, and that's what we're craving.
So true. I mean, it's so true. And so you're making me think about like all the cards I ever get. And if any of them are just like just the card itself and they underline a couple words and sign, I'm like, I don't really keep those. But anyone that has a written message in there, I have them all. I store everyone, every birthday or Christmas. I know for patients of mine, one birthday, they all had, my wife surprised me and they all wrote like a special little something in the piece of paper and threw it in this thing. And I opened up later on and read them all. I still have all those things stored in a box and I continue to keep them. And every once in a blue moon, I like to go back and just, you know, read, you know, what someone wrote about me 10 years ago, you know, in a card or something like that. And it just has a, a nostalgic feeling or just hits home in some shape, way, or form. Where, you know, 300-400 happy birthdays on my birthday on social media, it's like, okay, the next day it's like, where'd all those notifications be? Like you said, poof, they're gone. I love how you brought that up, man. So true.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's why we feel, you know, less connected, right? There's this epidemic of loneliness. And I thought, what is that? What are we really saying? What does that really mean? And how is it really showing up? And I think about my own life, and it's not that I don't have dear close friends. I do, you know, but it feels like if I think about the connection as like a string, you know, with like a cylinder, right? It's like a hollow, whatever. It sometimes can feel pretty dried up, right? The connection is there. It's just kind of shriveled, right? It just kind of lacks, vitality. And I think about, you know, meeting for coffees. I think about phone calls. I think about even just like, you know, now I in my own little friend circle with best friends that I've grown up with, there is, I see a shift of, you know, especially, you know, I'm talking about, you know, I'm obviously a guy, like I have guys that I grew up in like the cool circle, right? We had to be cool. Like we all were cool. And so, so I've seen this radical shift to a more of a, hey, dude, like, it's not that we say I need you, but there's an energy of longing for something that we've let go of that we all want again, which is an element of like, I'm here, like we need to be reaching out to one another more. You know, and so it's almost like there's more vitality being put in to our connections. And that's where Felt lives, right? Felt lives as an app to help you in a kind of sort of embrace that desire to pump your connection with life energy, right? And so, you know, one thing that I love so much about what we're doing is this little guy. I'll try to cover up this return address, but you can see this little QR code this is an envelope, right? It's a Felt envelope. So as a receiver, you get this and you can scan this QR code and then you can send one back to your friend for free. So what we're really trying to do is a back and forth behavior. It's cool to get one. I mean, blows your socks off, right? But think about your friend who just sent you one. Again, the note passing back and forth in school. Well, you didn't just get a note and then sit on it, right? That was like, whoa, bad etiquette, right? You have to send a note back. Like, and yeah, at some point, you know, it can stop, but there is a joy and a creation of a bond that begins when there's a back and forth. And so it felt we're trying to bring that back into our daily life. And me and my friends have started to do this, and there is a wonderful, wonderful experience of anticipation. And I'll ask you this, like, I'll answer this and I'll ask you. For me, the only thing I anticipate now, I have Felt cards, but before Felt, was getting an Amazon package. I would order something like, oh man, it's coming today, right? That is the anticipation in my life. That's the only anticipation in my life, because everything is so automatic and known and, you know, digital. And so what I noticed was, wow, I just sent a card with, and I know it has this QR code on it now. And I said, I'm going to get one back. Cool. And I would have this moment of desire, longing, you know, this energy of like playful anticipation that I didn't even know I missed, but felt so good. You know, so good.
I love that. And I think one of the things too is it, again, I like to see things from a bigger, big picture. And it's like that longing and the waiting and the response type of thing. It's not instant gratification.
Yeah, it's not. It really isn't.
No, because there's going to be a time, even if it's the fastest turnaround time that it could possibly be, there's still going to be a time frame to it where, you know, like I said, digital could be boom right on the moment, but sometimes that delay, well, we know for sure now, but the studies have been out, like delayed gratification. I mean, you look at that in you know, people who are going to be successful or people who aren't, those who have or can handle or take on delayed gratification are a lot more successful than those aren't. And I think it's also in relationships and other things like that. And you're doing some, being able to do that again, it's just, it takes it back to an old, kind of an old way of like where people wrote letters to each other. That's how we communicated at one point. And, but there's that, you know, nobody gets rid of letters, you know, nobody gets rid of those things. And it's reestablishing a connection, because we're the most connected we ever been from a digital physical realm. But yet at the same token, we're the most disconnected with oneself, but also in relationships too.
That's right. Yeah, that's how I think about it. I mean, our connections right now are like threads, right? But, you know, so like, it's like paper thin or like a hair thin, right? And there's like quadrillion of them, but they're so thin and they never stack. They don't, it's not like quantity equals depth at any level. They're just trillions of little minor, you know, they're not minor either. They're pretty, like, they can be substantial, but you have to pump vitality into one, which takes time and energy. So you can't pump vitality into a quadrillion connections. You have to stop and pick and focus, right? And that's why you feel special when you get something that, you know, took a little bit of time and energy. It's like, wow, this person could have broadcasted the message, which is what social media is, right? Social media is entertainment. Social media is like everybody can be their own television station and broadcast, right? And we have begun trying to use it to feel connected. Like, oh, my friends are there, and all I have to do is be there. We know that's not true, right? And that's what I mean by, I think in our friend groups, and I think I speak for a lot of us, but I say there is sort of starting to be a trend, a shift, a turning of the ship back towards the missing element of just time and attention, focus on one-to-one relationships that really matter and are important. And you know, longing for an action you can take, right? Because you can't always be meeting up for coffee. There's times when you're, you know, just hanging out in your room thinking about somebody, right? And you want to do something. And sometimes a phone call, a text, you know, isn't right. And so felt is like once, twice a month. But here's the magic. If you use felt once or twice a month, you're probably gonna get a felt card back once or twice a month. And so I think about, like, when I text with friends, a text can feel like, you know, if we think about the impact it has on us, maybe like, remember when those little shocking machines, like you would press and you get a little zap, but it would like beep and then it would go away. That's kind of like what a text can feel like to me. And when a felt card lands in the mail, it's like, you know, a jolt. It's to the point where, like, I get home, I go to my inbox, I check it, I get in my house, I put everything down, right? I put everything down and I'm like opening this felt card. And then typically what I've done is, lately, is right then and there I'm making the response card, because I'm in that energy of love. I'm in that energy of, you know, worthiness, right? There is a, I'm going through a big, you know, am I good enough sort of revelation for me personally. And what I know is that when somebody takes time for me, I feel elevated, right, in my own existence, right? And I'm personally working through, like, needing to be validated by other people. And so what I know is that I don't need validation from anybody else, right? The fact that I live and I exist is it, right? That's it, period, bar none, stops there. Everything from then on is possibility and potential. There's a fallacy, right, that we need external validation. It's just a big lie. So I've kind of like sat with felt cards that I get from somebody else treating me to their own love and energy. And what I've noticed is, like, if existence is step zero, right, I exist, thus I am worthy, getting a felt card is like going from zero to like 100 in the barometer of life. Because what I've realized is, if I don't need external validation, all the things I do to try to accomplish anything are part of the big lie, right? Because I'm trying to do something to make myself feel not good enough.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Right? If I do this, then I'll get some sort of outcome. Then I'll feel better. I'll feel better about myself. I'll feel like I am good enough because I've accomplished something. So as I've really revealed to myself that that's a lie, what happened is my world kind of crumbled. And I was left in kind of a pit of despair. I was like, wait a second. Like, this whole structure I've built around my mental, you know, achievements is not true. I'm always capable of feeling not good enough. In fact, feeling not good enough is undependent. Like it's unconditional. Nothing I can do or not do will make me feel not good enough. Because think about it. I've achieved things, right? I've achieved things. I went on Shark Tank. What an achievement for me. It really was. But you know what happened? Like, literally that night, I then felt not good enough to be the person on Shark Tank. Like, who am I to be on Shark Tank? I'm not good enough to be on Shark Tank. The feeling of not good enough is unconditional. It doesn't matter what I do or don't do. I can feel not good enough. And as soon as I realized that, I swear, I was like in love. I was in the energy of love. Like, it was almost like realizing that being not good enough is unconditional. It doesn't matter. It's almost like that put me in a place of love. And I've always been thinking, oh, unconditional love. You know, I had friends ask me, like, what about unconditional love? Do you feel like you can love unconditionally? You know what type of abstract idea that was for me? I had no idea what they were talking about. No fundamental idea. No experience that I could really like lean on and be like, yes, zero. That was a miss on me. But you know what hits hard for me that I totally get is being unconditionally not good enough. But in a way, it's the keys out of the jail cell. Because when I realize that there's nothing I can do or not do or achieve or not achieve, it doesn't matter. I not only don't feel not good enough, but I feel love. Because I think that's the, I think that is the energy of love. But the opposite, the energy of, oh, only if I do this will I then achieve and feel better? That is the opposite of love. That's the big lie. So all that to say is when I get a felt card and then I sit down and send one back, it is all love. And it is all joy and a satisfaction of knowing that my friend is going to experience the same thing. And that is the revitalization of connections.
I love it, brother. I mean, you're sharing a lot of good wisdom here. I mean, the, you know, the whole thing about, well, I have this, do this, and then be right. And I have that experience, or what you're sharing at the end, like deepening just relationships in general, right. Creating more depth out of it rather than the superficial stuff. And sharing those things. I mean, I went through kind of an epiphany about 10 years ago where I was tired of the relationships I had with, and I literally, some of my close friends, I told them, I was like, this is what I expect in our relationship. I want to be open, honest. I want to connect. I want it to be, you know, I started to realize that life, if you think about it, right, life is much more enjoyable and more enriched with the more of the deeper the relationships you have with others. At least that's my opinion. Cause you know, you're talking about, I had achievements. So I was thinking the same thing when you were saying that. I was like, yeah, you know, it's funny because you can get to those achievements, you can do that, but it means nothing. It means nothing. At the end of the day, it doesn't mean anything, because for me, at least it didn't. Because when I started to go, how deep are my relationships? How deep is my relationship with my wife? How's deep relationship with some of my friends? And it's like one of those things where it's not about quantity, it's about quality. I'll have one best friend. I don't care. If it's the deepest relationship in the world, I'm good. That's all I need. I don't need 100 friends. I just need that one. And my dad used to tell me when I was growing up, he's like, if you can say that you have this many good friends, consider yourself blessed. And I was always like, at the time I was a teenager, I had tons of friends. I was like, oh, I have so many good friends, this and that. But then over time, I started to challenge that and started to see, is it true? And now I'm at a point in my life, I can't fill up that hand. If I put my daughter or my wife in it, maybe, yes, I can then. But it's one of the things where the depth of my life and relationships with those few soul people in connection, because it's not just one of my buddies, I text him all the time, but then I was like, hey man, texting cool, but I go, we just, our time for calls, just, we can never get connected. So I'm like, you know, I'm gonna do voice messages with you. Just forget the texting. And it's like us being on a phone call. It's like us connecting in that way. Cause I could do a 2-3 minute message to him. He'll send back. And we're like doing little mini calls with each other. But that's just our life. And then once in a while we get connected and say, hey, we got to meet in the physical realm. Cause we don't live in the same cities or even the same states. And, but to change that around and to shift that, right? Because you get the whole guy thing you were talking about earlier, right? Men, right? We don't, a lot of times there's a shift in men happening, but like kind of the whole thing of we can't be emotional. We can't say we need this. I mean, there's times I'll call up my buddy and be like, hey man, I need a chat with you, man. I'm not in a great place. Mindset's in the gutter. I just need to have a chat with you. And then I'll talk to him. And then afterwards, you know, I'm like, cool, man. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. And you know, then we'll just chat about some other stuff and wrap it up. And we've been doing that now for the last 4 years, and I can't tell you that relationship has deepened so much to where it's like he's part of me now in that way in my life. I mean,
yeah, no, I can relate to that. And you know what happened? I want to go back to the story with the revelation I was having about the whole feeling unconditionally not good enough. When that unraveled for me in the span of a few hours, it was really fast, but I really felt this pit of despair. Because again, I felt like I had, what did life mean at that point? And how would I even conduct myself? And then I decided to go to the grocery store. And I got to the grocery store and I was walking through the parking lot, literally feeling like, what matters in life anymore? And I was questioning, but in the pit of despair, you know, I was like pretty convinced nothing mattered. I looked up, saw some stranger. And I knew, like, this thing inside me triggered, and it was, you matter. Like, not me, the other person. The other person mattered. That's what matters. Other people matter significantly. Achievements, accomplishments, attainments are so, I don't even know the word. I could name a couple bad words, but people matter. That's it. People matter. Other conscious beings alive here right now matter. And it was like a cleansing experience for me, I think. You know, it was like letting go of a lot of sheaths that were just superfluous and constructs, you know, of culture, society, capitalism, lots of things probably. And then the only that remained were other individual souls. And, you know, the whole guy thing, I think it's a privilege to be alive right now, because to say that, you know, to know that you're part of that change, that shift from like, man, I had to be cool no matter what growing up, I would do whatever it takes if it meant cool points, to now feeling like all I want is genuine, authentic, deep, meaningful relationships and moments with people, you know, I to see that with my other guy friends is a miracle for me. For me, it's a miracle. It's nothing short of, I don't even know how I got to be like this. But I'm so thankful, because, you know, I did a lot of stupid things to try to be cool, you know, and I had a lot of consequences, you know, from just trying to be cool and trying to keep up with that sort of measurement of acceptance. Right. And, so I feel a lot of energy, you know, to just keep pushing forward the message and the, you know, I guess, example, the demonstration of like shedding of layers and just trying to get back to the essential goal in my life is just to be myself, you know, like that's, I was taught that by somebody, like, the goal is to be yourself. I was like, what a profound idea, you know.
I had that growing up a lot. I was always told, like, be yourself. You don't have to try anything. If it was hanging out with friends or trying to be in the circle or trying to get that girl or whatever that was, it was always like, just be yourself. And I was like, that's just too simple. You get older, you start to go, that's all that matters is being yourself. That's how you differentiate. That's how you stand out in your own way. But yeah, no, I think there's and you're hitting it on the head. And that's why I love what you're up to, man. That's why I'm so happy we're having this combo, because there is emptiness more and more in a connected world, which just doesn't make sense. I mean, I can understand it, you know, digitally and the dopamine effects and the brain and why and all that stuff. But it's one of those things where you see it and you're creating something different to help enrich relationships, which deeper down what you're doing. And I'm assuming you are aware of that. You're helping deepen experiences for people's lives. Cause to me personally, and I said, this is an opinion of mine. I really believe this, that the deeper your relationships are, the deeper your experience of life is. And the more you get out of it, the more you enjoy of it, the more you think about, like, I always tell people, like, when you think about relationship, a lot of your greatest moments, like if it was a long relationship that's still existing and strong, you always remember the hard times and how that person showed up and how they helped you and how they made you feel during those times. I'm not saying you don't remember the good times too, but like really long term, like if I think about my wife and my last 10 years with her, I think about all that we had some amazing moments. But the ones that make us, like, I look and go, man, that's my woman. That's the person who I'm so proud to be with. It's all the dark stuff that we went through, all those hard moments and all those experiences we went through. Same thing with a couple of my buddies. You know, it's one of those things where it's the hard stuff that we went through, working together through it, helping each other, being there for one another, and how they helped me, how I felt or how they felt with me, with supporting them, that changes it. And I think you're doing something so simple. It's just a card. And I know for the listeners, you may think it might be crazy. But try it out. I'm telling you, it's something about a card, something about a handwritten message. I used to do this once in a while. Every quarter, I pick somebody who, it could have been a coach, it could have been just some colleague of mine or something like that. And I just write a small letter to them, surprise them, and just put it in an envelope and send it off to them. And they'll be like, man, you kind of never thought you thought of that of me, or wow, that was so appreciative. Man, I needed to hear. How many times, and you probably for this too, like, I needed to hear that. I was not in a great place. I thank you for sharing that with me. And I'm like, wow, I just wrote two sentences and sent it off, maybe a paragraph. And it's funny, but now you can do it in such a convenient way with what you have going on. I just commend you for the work, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. I resonate with that, with everything you just said. And we hear about it hundreds of times, you know, a day here, because people write in saying how grateful they are that they can do it because their friend needed to get their card. And you're right. I hate the word card, because, man, I mean, it's just not what it's all about, right? When you think about getting a card or giving a card, it feels very mundane and medial. And what we're doing, it felt, you know, I'll show again a little example of what these cards look like. This is a single panel card. You can use your photos off your phone. And that, you know, was handwritten on my device. And so we just print exactly what you draw. So it's exactly what you play, but you can do up to four of these together. You can use our designs. You can use your own photos, and it's symbolic of love. Again, because it shows up in a medium that's meaningful and special, like the mail, not digital. Takes a little bit of time, takes a little bit of effort, and it's one to one, and it's out of your device, right? Because you have two options: you're gonna send a text message, or fill in the blank. You're gonna go to the post office, you're gonna find stamps, or use felt, right? But if you send a text, they're gonna get that. It's gonna feel great for a microsecond, then a notification or a bill or an email or some other mundane thing is gonna come across the same exact interface that your meaningful message just popped up on. So you gotta break out of the device. That's the core message. I don't care how you do it. Break out of the device. That's how you get to a state in that connection where vitality can be brought into it.
I love it, brother. How can people follow you, connect, get the app, all that good stuff?
The app's available on the app stores. Download on your iOS or Android devices. You can follow Felt on Instagram, and you can follow me on YouTube.
Awesome, brother. I Tomer, I really appreciate you being on, man, and I really appreciate what you're up to. I knew I was going to enjoy this conversation, and it is everything that I expected and even more, but the profound effect of deepening relationships through something as simple as that is because the simple things is what's the most biggest things, in my opinion. It's one of the most profound things you can do, and you're doing it. So I appreciate all the work you're doing, and more importantly, taking time to come over here and enjoy some time with us and share all that your wisdom and knowledge, your experiences, and so much more.
Well, I love that you're helping me spread the word, and I love what you're up to. Keep up the good work, and I can't wait to talk again.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.